Slightly dated Terry Master Yud Base Nissan Tafshin Ayin Vav Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Morning. Everyone knows the vort of this holy Tzvara Shlema, but Erev Teichlu Matzis, that Matzis one has to eat with a Geshmak, with an Arevus, with the Mesikus, with an Imus, as the Shaloka, the Spring of the Minig, that of Tzadikim, they used to kiss the Matzis before eating it. The Rebbe of Heshev Rivnev said that if he wasn't scared of the Rinan HaKol, he would have brought the matzahs to the shul the night of Pesach, and he would have made nanuim on the matzahs, just like one makes nanuim, that would mean him on Sukkot. And the emesis, simple people, Anoshim Kerkenu, can't understand the godless, the ilui of tzadikim b'shas tachilus matzah. Just to give a bit of a glimpse, Meitzes Meracharakim, the Sefer called Michtevei Shem, one of the great tzaddikim, and he brings that his father, Rabbi Avraham Mordechai of Zalshitz, said that he can give edus before the Beis Din Shalmaila, that once by the Seder he was by his Korel, Rabbi Isaac Kumarna, and he said B'shas the Rebbe held the matzis and he made the bracha of achilus matzah. He was invisible, you couldn't see him, and only afterwards he saw that he ate the matzis. Val Derech Zeh brought in the Tashan Hagoda, similar story, but the Kumarna, there was a soicher who was from Lemberg, and he came, he was on business, ala derech, and he realized he didn't have the time to come back home for Leila Seder. He had to stay somewhere. So he decided he'll spend Pesach in Kumarna. So he went into the Reisigal Kumarna, and he asked him, could he spend the Seder be by the Rebbe? The Kumarna Rebbe said, that there are many, many tzaddikim, that at the Seder they had bechidus, no one was allowed into their inner chamber, b'shas the Seder, the Avoid. And he saw he's getting nowhere. So Adarabba, the more the Rebbe said he can't come, so the more he had a geshmak of the sutzachdor, he wants Dafka to be there. So he came up with an eitzah tachbula. He didn't show his face anymore. And Erev Pesach, he went into the Kumarna Rebbe, and said, Rebbe, Erev Yontif, Echob Mishvut Zayin, I have nowhere to stay for the Seder. Bless Breira. So the Kumarna Rebbe says, oh, he's one bacher who stays there as a mashpak, so you'll be the Meshamis, Meshas to Seder. But al Tnai Kodim L'maisa, that the Oizog, and you'll keep confidential what happens at the Seder. And all he said was afterwards that people would have seen his Kedusha, his Madrega, B'shas to say there would have been a queue, a line from Lemberg to Kumarna, people trying to come in. But years and decades later, B'Seif Yomav, he said one thing, he said out from the Seder, again, that when he held the matzah, he made the bracha, the chilus matzah, you could hear a call, but you couldn't see him until he ate the matzah. Gewaltige Madrigas of Espashtus Agashmis, Bishas eating the matzah. It's told that the Rabbi Mendel of Lelev, he also had Yechidus privately, no one was allowed, but the family would always prepare before the Seder barrels of water, because they knew that when he came, Lelev Rebbe came to Umayr Gadol Zogil Shchina, he used to have Azah, Chlisa Nefesh, Azah Gilui, his Neshama would leave him, and they would have to pour water on him to be Meshiv Nafshei on his goof. Well, Derech says that everyone sits, most people sit with a kittel at the Seder. Some Rebbe sat with a talus, but the Chuyza was unique. Not only did he sit with a kittel and a talus, but at the Seder, he covered over his face, so you couldn't see him. One year, he picked up the talus when it came to him, where God was Gil Shechina, and the people did the oilam, there was the people with vice zubiches, they were probably Ruach HaKodesh, and they all fainted. One after Kempin Bolde, they all went down. When they saw his face, the Gil Shechina, right? Except for the right? He didn't faint, but he lost all his teeth from the pachad, except for one tooth. And afterwards, he gave out a clap of a tooth, and they touched this in the Rasha, Hake Yashinov. Rasha Einer, why didn't you fall out when the Rebbe removed the talus of the Meir Gadol Zogil Shchin? Someone once pointed out, by these, the Heintiger, the Rav Horowitz from Elad, he said, "Ahmuri Tigavor." He says, "By the Lelev Rebbe, which was his Zeda." He said, "Eret kechalosh b'meiragod." He said, "We don't chalosh because the whole year we're in chaloshes. A whole year we're in a faint, we're in a semi-comatose state. In Gashmi, therefore, we don't realize the goydel, what it means to be able to be sit on the Seder. Nevertheless, the Torah brings from Rav Haigon that." this Kabbalah from way back when, from Geonim, from Freer, that Pesach is the time for Tchias HaMeisim. And Tzadikim Tai, Tchias HaMeisim, Rishoyim B'chayim, Kriyim Meisim, even a Pasha Shev Pshutim can have a Bechinu from Tchias HaMeisim when it comes to the Seder. In fact, Tzadikim said that somebody who sits at the Seder is not Maharar B'tshuva, is the Charaya, his Neshama comes from the Rishoyim who died in the Shlesh Yemei Afel. The Sat Maruf would always bring from Shul of Krolit that someone who doesn't get Ruach HaKodesh at the Seder is not Begeder Anushi. I don't think he meant we all have to become clairvoyant prophetic powers, but a Ruach of Kedusha, a Ruach of Tara and of Tshuva at the Seder, that's Shayach to everyone. In other words, by Tzadikim there was Mamish, literally his Pashtas Agashmas. Avni Nezer had a terrible throat illness before the Seder. Mamish was Skonos Nefosh, so he wasn't able to eat the matzah, to eat the mitzvah Salayla. What happened was, he said before it came time for Achilas Matzah, he said over the Zohar over and over with greatest levels that Matzah is Michlad Asvasa, Matzah has healing medicinal properties, until he ate two Kezesim Agodush with greatest lahavos. Right? So the family thought, oh, Baruch Hashem, he is healed. So they asked his Einikel, future Sacher Shavu Rebbe, the Chassid David, to go and feed the Zayda a bit of food, fish and soup. He couldn't have, not a lefel of soup he couldn't take in. But for the matzah was done with as Pashas Agashmis. Over a similar idea, but with the Reinu. I don't know if you remember, in London there was a big tzaddik that came over last year, Rebidla of Jikov. He was the Eidim by the Mechayim of Visions. So by the Seder, people record, by the Seder he was the Elster Eidim, so he used to sit Liamina. When it came the time of Achilas Matzah, he would bend on the table, because by a Rebbe you don't make a Seva, Talmud is a Rabbi. And the whole time, Loizozu Einov, he would not move his eyes from the Imrechayim, from the visions of Rebbe, to look at his Surah Akdoisha, Bishas Achilas Matzah. And they said, see, Gosin Treren, Yamin from Treren, from tears, Bishas Achilas Matzah. Mamish looking at his Shver. And one year there was a Bahola, you know, the Chassidim were stooping to see Achilas Matzah. So there was a, you know, the Gvirim sit up front in the Mizrachban for the Tish, right? And the Bachrim, the younger light, was stooping. He said, Vos stoopti, like Vos filter zazen. What do you want to see here already? So after the Seder, Reb Yidla went over to him. He said, Vos filter zazen. Here's a Yid who his whole year is mishtoikik, the ferlich gaguim for Achilas Matzah. And for months and months before Pesach, all he talks about is the mitzvah, the gezayis of Achilas Matzah. You do it. There was once he was making kiddush, the Mechaim was making kiddush levona by Chodesh Nissen. So he turned to the fellow next to him and he said, in 168 hours, the same levona will shine on us by Leil HaSeder. The whole was on this Achilas Matzah. Kedua, before Pesach, he would go to Meron, and betzach by Rav Shem Yechoy, to be a Melis Yosher, that he should be able to eat the matzah with the proper moichim, with the proper das, with the proper understanding of Vostutzuktum. So a year was kotzach, a whole year of shreit, chadoshim lang, about Achilas Matzah, the people want to see taka, how one is misgashim in a concrete, tangible, concrete fashion, how one is mislabish this in Olam HaMaisim. Kiyotua, that one year, he had the dentures. So one year, they went to Kashin, we magled the dentures before Pesach, and boiling hot water. And it was a bit too hot, the water, and they ruined the dentures. It was out of place, it couldn't fit in his mouth. If you don't have teeth and eating matzah, it could be very difficult. So they called the doctor, Moshe Lerner, a dentist from Bnei Brak, and he fixed the dentures, right? And they put it in the Rebbe's mouth, the Baruch Hashem, it fit. Yes, the Rebbe can ask in the Gezayis matzah. So the Rechayim was like taken aback, and he says, matzah esminish mitzeiner, matzah esmin mitkop. A behema could be lawyers, could chew matzah, could chew food. A yid eats matzah with cup. It's a teeth of wort. In other words, even Anoshim Kerkenu, we're not on the Madregas of Tadikim, we're Kerchik Mizuk Mimayrev, we don't have as Pashas Agash, but Epis Ahir Tshuva, Epis an understanding. But it's not just a Psach, it's Pashat Pshat. So we say in the Haggadah, from the Gemara in Psachim, the Ring of Liel Haya Omer, Kol Shle Omar Shleisha Devarim Eilu Yotzach Hivosi, Akapanim Keroi Kulash Narat. You haven't properly, the Eilu Hain Pesach Matzah Umar. Is the Charaya, that when it comes to the Matzah and the Mor, one has to have an understanding, the Rashbam, what do you mean, Kol Shle Omar? He wasn't megala the taimei hamitzvah. He doesn't understand what's matzah all about. So he doesn't properly fulfill the mitzvah. But in other words, the Reb Chaim, the famous Reb Chaim, the chilukim, which every year he would chazer at the seder, what's the chiluk between Sipriyus Yisrael, Belelos Kadosh Chag, and the mitzvah of Zechiras Yisrael Kol Hashanah every night of the year? One of the many differences is that on Pesach you have to understand the timing of everything you do. It's a chiluk from the etzem mitzvah of achilus matzah. Certainly, Zechiras Yisrael is to understand what's tutzuchto. So therefore, we'll try to ask a simple vort today. Well, nothing very deep, but it's what the kavona is eros with the kavona b'shas achilus matzah. In the Haggadah we say, let's be hektim a ma'is I saw, which is new to me this year. In the Haggadah we say, Rav Gamliel said, I would say, the matzah zushan o'ichlam al-shumo, al-shum, shlehispik, b'tzeikim, shavisenu l'hachmetz, ashe nigalem el-chmachim, l'chma, k'adim baruch u'olam, the dough didn't have a chance to rise, shenemer, the pasuk says, v'yoyfu es abotik, eshe etziu mi mitzrayim, ugas matzah, yis ki lechomeitz, ki gorshu mi mitzrayim, v'gam seidu le'oslam. So I saw in a new Haggad, some sort of a core of a mashvigar, Shia Volk learner, he brings a ma'isin noyu, which you're not going to understand, you're going to laugh at it, but it's a tifa ma'isin. That ma'isin, he heard from his Rebbe, the Sadov Rav, who heard it from the Bob of the Rebbe, that Remeir Primishlaner, you do it, he used to speak in Sharf Chidus, you have to understand Pshat. He once said that in Polish, in the Polish language, the word Gershu means to become degenerate, prost, right?
So,
what?
Thrown out.
To become promiscuous, degenerate. So he said he touched, right? They became worse in the Jews in Egypt, worse than the Egyptians. No, the Torah shemtzuch from them. The Torah is embarrassed to say the shvalamatzah of the 49th level of depravity which the Jews fell into. Therefore, the pasuk says it in Polish. Not as you normally type, you have been cheder. They were expelled from Egypt, kicked out of exile from Egypt, right? Kigosh and Mitzrayim, they were degenerate, they were lower baruchnias than the Egyptians. Anyone sees this vort? Did you really think that's trapped in the Torah? The Torah is speaking, I put in a pole. Torah does the Fa'omim put in a Fetophis. But Kigosh and Mitzrayim means in Poyle. What's the belief to? So in the Haggadah, he says a beautiful vort to explain it. In the goyishe sprach, mit goyishe oigen, with a goyish from a non-Jewish perspective, from that treifus standpoint, it could be a time where Jews are kigorshim in Mitzrayim than ergavid in Mitzrayim. As meret, as dos is as meret in Polish. If you speak in Lashon HaKodesh and you see things from a Jewish perspective, rather parenthetically, Rav Shor says the whole, one of the central themes of the Seder is to be able to look at a Yid with an Ayin Toif. Ayin Ro is Gimatria 400, which is the 400 years of the Gzeira in Mitzrayim, Brisbane, Absorim, right? And the idea of the Seder is to be able to look at a Jew with an Ayin Toif. You do Asher Alkei. If you're looking with goyish oigen in Polish, right? Then takaki gorshu mi Mitzrayim, they had to be expelled. They layuchul is mameya. They were on the edge of the abyss. Masha enkin, if you speak in Lashon HaKodesh from the Torah's perspective, there's a pasuk in Tilim. The pasuk says, "Im shachachnu shem elikim vanafris kapenu lekelzor," which the Chur Yidden have become pagans, heathens, idolaters. Halo elikim yachker zoyis ki hu yedeya talum islef. The Eibishter will examine deeply into the umik pnimius of every Yid. And the next pasuk says, "Ki alecha raknu kol yoyim nechshavnu l'tzayim tifch." That the Ed, when push comes to shove, when the Kasa comes riding into town, every Yid, as the Baal Tanya says, Afilu aposhe shebepshutim is moisir nafshi al kiddush shema yizbor. And therefore, says it's very Shmuel from Alexander, the beginning of his precious, that the Eibishter will be yachker, that even when a Yid does Naveira, it's only vanafris kapenu. It's with the hands, it's chitzunius, it's a kemaisa kuifa alma. Over the pnimius of a Yid, the difference if you look at it, if you speak Polish, you speak Lashon Kodesh. Lefi Zay understood pshats. Recha Polish. It reminded me of another story. I perhaps said it in the past. The Murid Digamaisa. The Chevraya Kaddish of the Magid wanted to have a Gilu Hilio. So they came to the Rebbe, the Magid's message. And he always was Doicha Bagash. He would never answer their request. One time they came to him, the Machzir. Okay, you want to see Eliyahu HaNavi? You should know there's a kinus of Pritzim. The Paritzes of Poland had the annual get together. They would speak about it in Yonim, whatever. And they're meeting in this town, and this mansion, this hotel, this palace. And stand there by the door on Tuesday, whatever, when they leave. Conference is finished. The third Paritz to leave, that's Eliyahu HaNavi. Hey, the Magid says they all went. Right, they hired a coach and they went to this place and they stand there as they waving. One Paritz leaves, the third Paritz leaves. He goes on his Merkova, on his chariot, on his carriage with his six golden horses, and he's about to leave, and they jump on the thing and they ask, could the master, we have to speak, we need to speak to him. He threw this Paritz. Right? With Chirufim v'gidufim, he cursed them, he said, get out of here, scram, beat it, I never want to see you, how dare you. And the Pachi Nefesh, they left. And they had a Munish Lema, their Rebbe told them this Eliyahu HaNavi. And Eliyahu HaNavi just throws them out. Right? So Pashtetzos, they were a bit crushed, they were a bit broken. So they went back to the Magid, they told him exactly what happened. So the Magid said, what did you tell Eliyahu HaNavi? He said, we spoke to him in Polish. He dressed up like a Polish nobleman. We spoke to him in the language of Polish nobility. You know? He says, as if I tell you that it's Eliyahu HaNavi Ros Vos Retman in Polish. So why did you speak to him? You should have said, Shalom Aleichem Adinu Reinu Rabbeinu Vos Retman in Polish to Eliyahu HaNavi. At Kana Maisa. So normally you understand Pshat in the Maisa. Si gefel temun sadikim. Si taka believe. It's very chure, very schwer to say the Chavraya Kaddisha, the old Bali Ruch HaKoydish, Bali Madrega, Bnei Aliyah. The only reason they went in the first place is because they had pure 100% unadulterated, and it's Yedua that the Tzadikim, the Talmidim HaMagid were muflig in the middle of Amunatha. What's that? Of course they believe it, what the Rebbe told them. But sometimes the derech of Tzadikim, the Shema Yigra Machet, they felt themselves, I am unworthy of Taka meeting Eliyahu. This is a meret in Polish. When you look at yourself or another Jew with the wrong perspective, you speak from a chitzoinistic, a superficial, external perspective, rather than seeing the primi is meret min in Polish. Ki gorshumi mitzrayim is prati, even bechitzoinis, one is shval hamatzav. Aber bepnimis, the achilus matzah, what's the one? The idea of achilus matzah at the Seder is to, the Rabbi Marash of Lubavitch said, me'es elikus. You internalize, you imbibe godliness, and that all, said in Sfarim, that all the mitzvahs halayla, all the oiris of Sipuris is Mitzrayim, all the emunah and bitochen that a yid has the entire year, is in microcosm, is found there in the matzah. And when you eat the matzah, you're imbibing, you're becoming one with that level, that those oiris, those light. And therefore, by the Seder, we have a principle, maschil and bignus, and mesayim and bishvach. You could reach the highest of madrigs. The Tzemach Tzadik of Vishnu says, I'm already gavort, oisei shamayim v'oretz, disoif v'teves matzah. The whole reason why the Eibishter created heaven and earth, heaven means Atzilus and Brains, you know, all the Madregas and Malachim and the Merkava, and this world, all Maisa Bnei Odom, is only that a Yid should be able to sit. Imagine, think about this. That a Yid should sit by the Seder and eat a Kazayas Matzah. And the Rekeach, Yiduach, the Rekeach is one of the Rishonim, all Dvar of the Pialeo Anovi, he says that a person who eats Matzah at the Seder becomes a Shutif like Adosh Baruch Hu, B'maisi Bereshus. Because it says in Pasuk, Matzah he ochel eis shivas hayomim, that's a yomim, shivas hayomim. Eating Matzah connects you that you become a Shutif in the creation of the 7 days of the Brit. Matzah is awesome. We can't begin to understand. There's a vort I saw from the Grozer school this year in Divrei Elimelech. We know that even though the Pasuk speaks about 7 days of eating matzah, halacha, the first day is a chodesh, the night is a choivo, and the rest of the day is only rishus. Yet loma also Hashem kocha, why taka is matzah not a choivo all 7 days? So Modi Tikvort, he says the kedusha of eating matzah, the effect that it has on a person is so awesome that if matzah would have been a mitzvah all 7 days, after Pesach you would have no bechira chofshes. You would have been so transformed by the matzah, you wouldn't have free choice. Then it'll be bottled the whole tachlis of the bria. But that is that is what a person could achieve. As the Tver Shloime says, it's brought in Teres Emes from Lublin, name of the Ishbitzer. That matzah goes the pasuk v'soyroscha b'soychmei. The Torah, the kedusha, enters into me. You do it that before the seder, Rabbi Yitzchak Barditchev was mislaiv before matzah, and he said Rabbeinu Shlalem other dichin mir other mir and dich. Either you enter, you permeate into me, or then I go up to you. That matzah is v'soyros b'soychmei dich. The Eibush, the Kvayachal, the Shechina Kdoisha comes within us. And to understand this, what is the mile of Matz over Dalminim, of Tkish, all the other mitzvahs Hayoim? You see, the Chasam Sofer says, Matgish, Matz is the only mitzvah that we have, Bizman Hazeh, Bamein Zeinu, which is a mitzvah of Achil. And it's awesome. What's the mile of a mitzvah deraisa that we imbibe through Achil? So to understand this, I'm just giving nothing very deep today, nothing that you don't really know, but to give up this Eirus and Achilles Matzah, just to give you an idea. I had an idea this year, and then I thought it was a bit wild, and then I saw a Pashat Mefurish. I'll read you the law. I saw a Mefurish in Shalom, and my Bekiyas in Shalom is a bit, leaves a bit to be desired, right? In Masech Tepsachim, in the Drush Shemash Ashira, and Drush Gimel. I'll read you the law. Just a part, a snippet. Ubevoy moyed mikra kodesh. When it comes Lel Pesach, nasinu bazug lakodesh baruch. We become the marital partner of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Kim sois chosan al kala. Hence, like the joy of a chosan with a kala. Kain yitzias mitzrayim kenoida. Va'alkin chsinu v'anshei maisa oimrim shirashirim b'lel shimur. Hence the custom that after the seder, people say shirashirim, which is a romance, a love story between Kutcher Brichu and Knesset Yisrael. The chol in yoni haseder benuyim al seder azivim. The whole yisui, the secret of the seder, is the idea of zivim, of this union, this intimacy between Kal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shlom. Where do you pick up such a interesting idea? There's a Tosfos in two places of Psachim, brings you Shalmi and Arvi Psachim, it's put in Tor, that we have a principle that someone who eats Pesach, eats matzah erev Pesach, is like living with his betrothed in his father-in-law's house. Like, you don't have that a person takes dalad minim erev Sukkiyos, or a person who blows shofar erev Rosh Hashanah is kilu boil arusase beischam. Al kapanim negaya to me, what I take out from it is the charaya. If you do something prematurely, erev Pesach toish kilu boil arusase. Is the charaya that if you eat matzah leil seder, is kilu boil chalos kedas meishav Yisrael? Get it? Right? When the emes mafurish in Zohar Hakadosh and Raya Mehemna and the Grochos and this and Rishonim and the Maril and the Ravyo and Shvel Aleket, that's why. Don't ask me how. The Zohar says before you eat the matzah, which like we just said, it's like the inyan of the yichud of chosid and kala, the zivib, kumt ois, how many brachas do you make at the seder prior to achilas matzah? 7. Which is al derech the 7 brachas. The Rimdiver actually says if the seder is a chasana, then the 7 days of Pesach midrash is also 7 brachas. The Rimdiver brings, but the Rishonim say therefore there is how you make the cheshbon of 7 brachas. Ask a better rabbi than me. There's a whole bunch of different cheshbonis and different before Shem Agod. But the Nekud is the 7 brachas. Kach Maguman. Just like I said in Shabbos Agod, I said last week here, the central theme of Achilus Matzah is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, is being memamish the inyan of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elikeinu Hashem Echod. Right? Is the fizah also how many brachas are there? Birchas Kriya Shema Yud says every day? 7. V'samchu Chazal on the pasuk sheva bayoyim hilal ticha. Val derech said before the yichud of achilas matzah, we have the inyan of sheva brachas. Is the chayyeti in from ziv? The fizah, sort of from Shor says, right? It says in the Mekubolim, there's all kinds, don't ask me, ask your Rav, when you break the matzah from Yachatz, to the whole tumul, what is the tzura of Yachatz? How do you break the matzah? Some people break it into five pieces, which five is the letter Hey, which is Vayitik Neged Isha. Some people in from the Sharak Avonis is brought, I don't know how you do it exactly, they break the matzah, I don't know, you got to be a bit of an artistic fellow, to break the matzah in the Torah of a Dalid and a Vav. You've seen that. Hello? What's Dalid and Vav? It's Alteret, the Lashon of the Gemara in Kiddushin Dafam Aleph, Tav Lemes of Tan, Du, Milemes of Armelosa. Du is a union, Du, Duo, and you have an English also, Duo. This idea of Asha Alkein, I now understand, what is the traditional surah of matzahs, what is the shape of a matzah? It's round. Why is matzahs round? There's many, many times. Because matzah represents the tabas of Kiddushin. I've explained many, many times that a woman is the first time the Medrash says, don't ask me shaylessness. The Medrash says the first time the Abish to use the letter Samach by Yizgor Basar Tachtenu is dealing with Brios HaYisho. A woman is Keneged, Ezer Keneged, Samach LeKabli, says the Targum, the Ois Samach. So marriage is the Samach, the ringle, is, unless you're a Makubal or something, but the inside of the ring surely is a circle, which is the letter Samach. So again, I see that the Matzah represents this Tabas of Kiddush. The fees there I saw from now I understand why the Novi Yeshaya calls the Seder Leil His Kadesh Chag. And the first of the 15 Simonim is Kadesh. Because Pesach is the Indian of what? Kiddush. The first Simon is Kadesh, the last Simon is Nirtzah. Because the two, as the Imrinoyim explains by Arichus, the two Muichin of Pesach, the Das, that's Nishva, is really Matzah and Dal Kosis. Matzah is the Chderaisa, Dal Kosis is Drabonon. Everyone knows that which is Menachayr is Chachma. That which is Bidrabonon, who are Maven, Dover, Mitech Dover, that's the Inyan of Bina, which is Yud and a K, male and female, Chachma, Bina. Right? Therefore, he says, the Jikva already says this. So, Mayri Jikva, Kadesh Imakoil, hello, is three times Matzah. Nirtza is four times Yayin, four times Kasbe, Imakoil. Kumtois, right? The Kadesh Nirtza is three times Matzah, four times Kos. Because these are the Muichen at the Seder. Therefore, interessant. Therefore, Asher Alkein, Kadesh Nirtza, which is Koil, the Gimel Matzis and the four Koises, is Gimatria Das Moshe. What's a Das Moshe? Because Chazal say, Kolam Mekadesh, Adaita Drabonim Mekadesh. Hareat Mekudesh is like Das Moshe. Israel, right? And therefore, Kadesh Nirtza, which is Das Moshe, is also the Gimatria Eishes Chayil. Because the night of the Seder, every Yid is married, every Yid becomes an Eishes Chayil to the Rebbein Shem. Which is the opposite of what? Das Moshe of Yisrael is the Hepech. It says in all this form, it's in the Rizal, that the night of the Seder, the Matzah, the Talkus, the whole Inyone HaSeder is the Tikkun for the Chet Eitz Hadas, which Laman the Omer was Yayin, the other Man the Omer was Chita, right? But it comes as a Tikkun, which again is male and female. There's Chometz, male, and Seor, which is female. Which the idea of the Chet Eitz, therefore, by the way, Chometz Seor is Gimatria Eitz Hadas. What is the idea of the Eitz Hadas? That a person, the Chet of the Marishan was that a person declares a unilateral declaration of independence from the British. I will do things my way. Ich darf verstehen, wie zu kommt ist bei mir. Right? When the idea of matzah is just the contrary, lachma anya, is that a person surrenders his das at Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. Therefore, Chazal, there's an expression of someone who's Mekadesh, Mishesho Sulemaila, Afilu Bechite de Kardinisa, which only Chomet Rabbonon, in his man, that it's only Osir Bechomet Rabbonon, and Choshin the Kiddushin. Because Kiddushin has to be Adas Moshe of Yisrael. So I see again the idea of marriage. And therefore, I understand, the Gemara says in the beginning of Soita, the koshel lezavgom kikriyas yamsa. To make a zivik, to make a shidduch, is as difficult as the splitting of the sea. Shenemar, the pasuk says, elvikim moishav yechidim boiso, moitzi asirim bikashara. So we compare taking two individuals, putting them together to mezavi them to set up a house. Elvikim moishav yechidim boiso, moitzi asirim, who took out Yidin from prison, from the base of Soyer, bikashara is in a Chazal actually tight, bechivashirs. So Chazal, you see in the Gemara, is comparing Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsu, to a Zivik. That's the whole source of Yeah? Because Shoris means that a Yid at the Seder is able now to take, I always speak like Kosher v'sameach. Kosher, by the way, stands for Kemoitzi Shal Rov. All the Eitzers are there. But how do you do it? The ability of a Yid to take the Gashmias and to elevate it, that it's not Osir in Klippa and Evil and Gimel Klippa Satmeis, that's only the Koyach of Pesach. And therefore, in the Seder, just like Moitzi Asirim B'Kosharis, there's Bechi V'Shiris, there's tears and there's joy. Now there are every Chosin under the Chuppah, the Chosin, the Kala, Vein, and Zechois. As I always tell every Chosin and Kala, the more you cry and the more whatever, under the Chuppah, right, there will be the joy not only by the Mishta, it will be a joy for your whole life together. If you cry first, then you laugh later. You laugh first, then you'll be crying the rest of your life. Right? Huh? Yeah. When the MS at Tashvitz brings from Rami Rutenberg, Asher Alkein Pei Sam Ches B'Milui is Gimatria 613, which is Gimatria Chosin Al Kala. Again, the Rishonim, Rami Rutenberg, is already connecting Pesach to the Fizeh. They understand something else. There's a Sefer Ma'isi Yechil, and he brings up an interesting word. He said the word Vayiven, to build, is found twice. Vayiven, Hashem Lekim is Atzela. The Abish took the rib and built from him at Yisho. Then it says later by Mitzrayim, Vayiven Ore Miskino Yislefar. So he says, he teaches that if a person makes a chasana, which is the Inyan Vayiven is Atzela, the creation of the first Zivik, then Vayiven Ore Miskino, you get your treasure houses, Lepare, to be able to be Perea, all your Choyvis, to pay up all your debts, to live Barchov Begashmis. You do what Tzadikim said, Vayas Lehem Mishti, if a Yid makes a Simcha, Vayich Lehem Yishtu. Rabbi Itzakel from Shavurz, from Antwerp, said, I'm going to take a word in the name of the Yecheskel of Shinova, that if a Yid macht a Chas, a Yid makes a Simcha, and the Eloib Zechnesh, he doesn't forgive himself to make a Malbush, a new garment in honor of the Simcha, it's Aviachos, Aviachal, right? But a Jalav it to Gelt, right? Is the Malochim in Himmel, they laugh, they scoff at him. Me'efent ufadir de shari parnoso, right? Und de chaps de sharein verdeinswelt. You have an opportunity. Whenever you make a chasana, the gates of parnoso are suddenly open, the gates of atzlocha, the gates of shefa. And if you don't chaparein b'shas meisa, you're full. They laugh at you. In fact, since forum say, the two names connected to parnoso is paichatach, you know, peseach es yodecho, Rashi Tevis, peal of yud. Right? And Sefer Tevis Chatach. Pai Chatach is Gimashia Chosn Vikala. It's Charaya Chosn Vikala, the Oitrus Hashemayim, the Arimiskinois are suddenly open. And therefore, the Sabbat HaLaruv brings up Yom Yeshua, Vayap, it says in Pasuk, Loi Toiv HaYoisa Odom Levad Le Esel Le Ezer Kenegdoi, which is Gimashia Dalsi Shemayim Pasuk. The gates of the gates of heaven are open. Dafke b'shas achasim. Kidu, I said many times here. My shver had a fetter. Was a mira tzaddik. Remember the holy, the Rav Bubba, the Rav Blush, the Rav of many rebbes in America. He was a son called the son of Gedayin. And when he became a chosin, he was a blujiver chosin. My first family was a blujiver, deriderus. But on the way home to the chasana, he went to the Bukovsky. Bukovsky was a brother of the Tzvila Tzadik, a blujiver. So he told him a vort to a chosin before the chasana. It says in Pasuk, Vayapel Hashem Aleikim Tardema Ala Odom. The Eibishter put man in slumber, slept, to create the wife, to create the chasana, which is the beginning of chasana. By the way, there are many chasanim I know have never yet woken up. As a Freeman Schwab, but that's another issue. So, Vayapel Hashem Alekim Tardema La Odom is Begimatria Vayoymer Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha, which is Gimatria Vachaltem Lachmechem Lesefer. To be able to eat bread, to become Zat, to be satisfied and satiated. That's why it says that when the Abishta created woman, marriage, through Shina, because the sentence says for Yetzirah, Himlich Oy Samach, the letter Samach is connected to Shina. Why is that? I said many times to you, the famous word, the Kodesh, the Maggid brings it from the Maggid. The Gemara says, Haroisa Lahachim, Yad. If you want wisdom, sagacity, when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, don't only faith, but turn a bit to the right, which is the Dorim side, the south side, because the siman is the Menorah, which is a symbol of wisdom, of enlightenment, that's on the right. Haroisa Lahashir, you want Gelt, Yatzvin, turn a bit to the left, because that's on the Tzofen side, where there was a Shulchan, the showbreads were a symbol of Parnosa, Shefa. What happens if a Yid wants Teirah Gdula Makim Echad? The Talmidim asked the Maggid this question. I want both.
Sometimes it's Kiran.
What? Those are people who are whatever. I'm not going to. Rabbi Sternbach, I hate to destroy you from your upbringing, but those vizin yidn need brachas, shefa, bone, chayim, zayner, v'ali. Believe me, trust me. You have to learn, have to seichel to use it. Lashem Shemayim. But yid need parnasa, yid need gezun, yid need brachas. And the seder is the moment open. But what if a yid wants side Torah, side kedusha, and he also wants bone, chayim, zayner, Torah gula makim echad? So the magid answer: you have to be mevatel yourself. You have to be a nobody. A nobody. You're an ayin. You're a nobody. You could be in two places simultaneously. If you're a metzias, you're a tzura, other azoy, other azoy. If you're both, that's Pratan Pasuk, may ayin yovei ezri. And that's the tzura of a samach. Round. Shiduchim are connected samach. A woman is samach. Marriage. The day of shiduchim was when? To ba'av, kiyadua, the 15th letter of the av, of the aleph beis is what? Samach. When a person is mevatel himself and he does things to Shem Shemayim, he could have Sai Torah and Gedul. Right? And that's Pshat. It's by Oimer, the Mon, which is a symbol of Brach of Shefak. You do have people who say Parsh Damon every day. Oimer, how do you get the Oimer, the measure of Parnosa? La Gil Goyles, if you're around. Belahoyer, everyone should know this because it's pushing the gate to this year. By Brias Aisha, it says Vayivan Hashem Alikimis, Vayivan Hashem Alikimis Hatzela, which is Gimatria this year, Tafshin I involve, which is Gimatria Oimer Gogoilis, which is Gimatria Bitchu Bashem Adbe Adki Beko Hashem Turelam. When a person is Mavatal himself and a person has Amun and Bitochen, then you come to be able to have both. So Asher Alkein, every Chasin, Nagel and Yenedu, every Chasin, there's Kaporis Avainis. We said it's connected to Yom Hashem Slachti Gevorecho, and beside them, there's Parnosa, the Shefa. Asher Al can understand that the Leil HaSeder is also a time of Kaporis Avodis. Right? Yeah, you should know. If what we're saying here is correct, that the Seder is a Chasana, every Chasan is Moich L'mal Kol Avinu Yisuf. Yes. That's why it says the Eibishter gives. If you come to a chasana, the minig Yisrael is you give the chasana a drasha geshank. What is the drasha geshank the Eibishter gives Kol Yisrael at the Seder? He gives us a chayim. He gives us a chayim, that things that a Jew is not able to tu'uf a whole year. You could speak to your child and his heart is kalibishal evan and your words don't penetrate. There's a chayim that the Eibishter gives a father that on the Seder night his words could penetrate even a lev ha'otum. Right? That's the chen. That's the drosha geshenk of the Eibishter. And therefore, the Belzer who said, Ron Belzer, that's pshat, we say, the Shabbat HaGod, the Lashon is, you say from Avoda Mayinu, Pagoda, ad till when? The Chaper El Chol HaVinasin. The Seder, the Avoda of that good has to end the Chaper, Mamash Kapor. And the Emes, the Chaim Palaji brings in the Sefer Torah of Achayim, the Chido brings in the Vash L'Pifi, from the Sefer Ir Ben Yomin, that Chazal said, the Gemara said in the end of Soita, that the of Alma, Michael Mekayim, what does the world exist? In the Schus of Omi Yesh Merabba Dagadetov. The Kiddush Hashem of Agod. I, Chazal say, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Chofetz B'kilus and Shal Rishoyim. The Eibishter gets no Hanoah from the praise of Rishoyim. Is the Charaia that when a person learns Agodo, and he's Makir Misha Omer V'hoya Oilam, the Eibishter gives them Kaparas of Oilam. When is there a greater day when all Yidin sit by a Seder, and they Darshan, ish, pshat, and rembes, and whatever, the depth, the profundity of that God, that's the same. So by the Seder, there's Kaporas Avodah. Now you understand, by Tzadikim, it says that when the Chasam Sofer got married, his new daughter-in-law said, she was told, you can't look in the Chasam Sofer's face at the Leil HaSeder. You know, it's a guzma, people speak hyperbole. Right? She came to the Seder, she tried to look in his face, the radiance, the luminosity was such, you can't go. The emes is we're not on that madrega. You don't see it, but there is a chayin on the yeshiva. Al derech ba'chosn, a chosn. Why is there a kabbalah spawning before the chuppah? Because the chosn of kaporis avoyin is a new face. And there's many riots in coming. Same idea. And there, I saw the skull your rebbe brings. The pasuk says kim soyis chosn al kala soyfei teves is shin pehe. Gematria, which is Rosh Hashanah's Hagod Mishal Pesach, and it brings some Zayda. The old school Rebbe was a tzaddik. He ne nachlos Hashem bonim, which is Rosh Hashanah's Bina. They bring the person Seichel Beseder. Schar pri haboten, the reward for all of your whatever is what? Kinder nachlos Hashem bonim. Schar pri haboten. Schar pri haboten is Shin Pehei, which is the same Rosh Hashanah's Hagod Mishal Pesach. Think about it. What makes life a person's Torah a whole year on Michiv al Kalkol? What makes life worth living? To be able to sit with your kinder, with your enoch at the Seder, and give them the Shin Pei, the Schar Pri Abotan, which Shin Pei, Chazal say, if a person gets married, L'shem Shemayim, to Mekayim the Mitzvah Peri Veriviyah, to leave something behind in this world when they put you in a box. That's why you wear a kittel, right? That you should know, Ish V'Isha Zachu Shechina Shruya B'neim, Yemam Shech the Yudke, the Shechina Shine, Shechina is Gimatria Shin Pei. Same idea. Remember, it's a pasuk. I thought this whole idea was a pasuk. We say in David, "Zecharti lechesed nurayich ahavas klusayich." Klusayich is the chasana. When was the klusayich? Lechtech achari b'midbar be'eres lo zeruah. So therefore, the seder becomes a mocker of kapora. Seder becomes of shefa. In the nusach haksuva, we say vano eflach va'oikir va'oizin mefarnes yosichi ilichi. The eibush is mechuyif to mefarnes yidin to give parnoso, etc. Refuas, etc. The thesei on the shen dachavar. I saw the munkacher brings it to first bonum. Amir digavort. We say always Pesach is Pesach. In Mitzrayim, Dibur was in Golos, under Parei Pera. We're able to speak, therefore, all the inyonim of the Leila Seder is connected to Dibur. Why is that? So the Munkacher brings a Moir Digavort. In Mitzrayim was Midas Adin. What is the name of Midas Adin? Elikim. But Elikim has it in Ayud Nekei. And Ayud Nekei is only when Ish V'Isha Zachu Shechina Shruya B'Neim. Take out the letters Yud and Nekei from the name Elikim. What do you got with? Elaim. They from Mitzrayim, Eden were dumb. They couldn't speak. And someone said on this, Amari Digavar, that's why in the piyut that you say before the benching by a chasana, you say, Dvai Haser, Vagam Chorin, right? V'oz Elaim Bashir Yor. That, if, in other words, the tefillah, that if you're zoicha that shechina shruya b'neiim the yud and the kei of ish v'isha, you'll be zoicha the ilaim should have been mole the yud kei, and therefore becomes elikim. Or you say, what is Pesach all about? Right? Kedushas hadibur. The Panam Yofis brings a Maritic Gavort. Boyo, parakin yichbarech liba, lemanjer, hu leman tisaper ba'zi bincho ve'milch ezen shes lalti b'mitzrayim, kunt ois, the whole, the nisim, the nefloyis, the asoramakis and everything, is only a hechetimtza, that a yid should be mekayim, the mitzvah of sipur yis mitzrayim. It's all about dibur. Tzadikim ha-maflig, every letter that you say at Leil HaLeil Shimurim has to be opkimosen. You could be Myrish Oilemis or the Fakir. Every word you say. There's a vort needs of Lev, which is Myrish Oilemis. Mamish Neure Oyem V'Neure. He says, if he wouldn't have said it, I'm not sure if you're okay, but as always, he's of Lev. When a Yid sits by the Seder and tries to be Mashish and Munah in the hearts of Kinder and Kinskinder, he becomes of ordinary people. I'm talking about tzaddikim, a gather of shechina medaberes mitochgrin. When Paro is the mocker of klipa, and he says in pasuk lo yadati es Hashem vegames Yisrael le'ash aleach, yeah. So the Eibusher says, I place those words in order to be nuikim, to be pareah from Paro. Is Maruba Mida Toiva. When a Yid sits by the Seder, speaks to his children, that's why he said in Pulse, the Eis Oisei Sayash or Samtibom, those letters that the Eibishter put in the mouth of Paria Rosha. I'm putting Kalvachoimir Viadatim, therefore through that you shall come to Rosha. Al Koponim, we see Kama in Yonam, I don't have to be Mayrech, there's a Tzarashova between a Chasana and the Leil HaSeder. I always tell every Chasana, great lofty Kavanas under the Chuppah, Chasana, what should I have in mind? There's so many things, for him. Think, the eruptions of Orton, from Kamarna Tzadikim, think of the word Chuppah. I've said this to you many times. Chuppah, the last letters are Chesanehe, which is 13, which is Echol, which is Ebershik, which is Rachim, and the middle letters are Pevav, which is Shemalikim. 86. How much is 86 times 13? No, Rabbi Sternbuch. 1,118. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. The ikar of the yichud under the chuppah, he has in mind under the chuppah, is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. What is the idea of the Seder we said before last week? The Kabbalah is the Malchus Shemayim of the yichud Hashem. Therefore, you understand why a person wears a kittel under the chuppah, and now you wear a kittel at the Seder. Right? You understand why the Shabbos prior to a chassid is an ufruf, called form the forspiel. Some rabbis say, mefspiel tzuch for in heaven, all the inyonim of the Seder in the Shabbos, al der Shabbos hagogl. You understand why they're both bevchinas Yom Kippur, a chassid is Yom Kippur, he fasts, v'chulu. Kabbalah Savainis, al der, there's a story, there's a famous word from the Rebaruchu. In the avoida of Zeus, called Tzoy Momin, Right? Nissen, at the Seder, there's a story told that a kfori, a simple peasant, an ignorant person, came to spend Pesach by the Rishner. So the Rishner, he was so tired from Tatuli Adarach, he went to the Spendish, found a binkle somewhere in the back. Tired. The Vailer, they davened Ma'ariv, and the Rishner went home to do B'likas Chomet, the Oilum. Then he came back with his Gantz of Pamalia, and they're making B'likas Chomet in the Besmetch. With the candle. This guy is sleeping. Suddenly the Rishner was saying, Kol Chamiya, right, as one does after. Yeah? Yeah? Hello? In your house also? Yeah? We said it with a rash probably. And suddenly this Amoritz woke up, and he was still like half in a daze, a bit semi conscious. He said, Oi! The halchim by kol nidre and the chafel to sud hamafsekis. He was in besmedish. He was a bit discombobulated. So everyone salacht. He says gerecht because the avoid of kol chamira and the avoid of kol nidre is hainoch. Same being oikir the chometi itahora from ourselves. Same idea. So both, that applied the connection of the chosin of the yeah. That's why also, just one more word I'm telling you. Another similarity, everyone knows, every Rav, every drosh in Manchester and England, they love saying every drosh, at every chasana, they make hespedim for old Zaydas and Babas who lived the last 500 years. If you do it, right? But Emes, it says in Sforim that every chasana, there comes in a shamas of at least 3 generations from Elu Emes, and if you're Zoych, up to 10 generations. If you do it by the famous steel of chasana, the holy Abderuf said, the oilam from Eben is a sach mer, sach gresser with the oilam from Eben. There were thousands of people at the chas, and he said the oilam from Eben, from Gan Eden, by the, when the Ramachot Shinob, when the Marinayim, Ramachot Shinobler married off his son, Ramachot Shinobler. So the Kala was the daughter of the, of Reb Aaron Hagold, of Karlin. But he already sure he passed away. He wasn't an Eben. Nevertheless, by the Tnoyim, the Marinayim insisted that they write in the Nusach Tnoyim, Reb Aaron Ha'uimim Mitzad Bitei HaKal. Although he was deceased, physically. But Reb Aaron Ha'uimim Mitzad Bitei HaKal. So they were Mechabed Reb Mendel Vitevsker to read the Tnoyim. Mendel Vitevsker was the Gedoy from the Gedoyle, Talmidei HaMagid, Mamash HaBal Muichin. When he came to those words, Reb Aaron Ha'uimim Mitzad Bitei HaKal, he fainted. He said, when he said the words of Aaron Oymed Bitzad Bitei Akal, he saw of Aaron Agodl standing there. He was a Yadid, a Chaver from Misrakshus, he fainted. The rest? So, but every chasana, so the Chakav Rebbe, the Rafalish, the feast that Chazal say, Kosh Zivugram Kriyas Yamsuf, just like by Kriyas Yamsuf, and by Yetzias Mitzrayim for that matter, it says that the Neshamis of the Ovis, who were Mitztair, by Reyu, Azor Amitrim, Velavi Seinu, were there to see the Geul and to witness Kriyas Yamsuf, Al Derech Zek, Kosh, Meloshin, Hekish, to every chasana, by chasana is also what? The Zaydus of them. So, since we just said that a chasana, that a Leil HaSeder is bedugma chasana, it says in Sfarim Gloibzunish Tzadikim said, by a Leil, if nothing else that said, hits you, nothing else ma'oner you, to take the Seder, every word, every seriously, know that your father and your grandfather and your great grandfather and the Neshamis of Tzadikim are there at your Seder. They come from Gan Eden to see how you firzuk with your kinder and your Eidach. That should be enough to. If you love your father, you love your grandfather, that should send a tingle down your spine. Then the Tfer Shleima says, V'lok Achu is the Eibishter, U'Shcheinoi, which is the Shechina, V'akorin Eilov is Pabal Yishol Maila, the Malachim, the Michsas Nefoshis, it goes and the Neshamis of Tzadikim and Gan Eden, who come down here. They're all here. The Belzeruv was in Oxford in the First World War. He was exiled from Belz in Galicia. He was in Hungary. And they were in like a shatter. They were in some kind of like temporary dwelling. And the Rebbetzin remembered the glory, the Tiferes of Leil HaSeder and the Rebbe's Hoyfen Bells, and now they're in the way in a war, and there's the Germans, and there's the Tsaris and Redifis and whatever. And she was very, very depressed, Leil HaSeder, the Eichmer HaSeder. So her husband, Rebbe Sacher Ber Belzer, called over his Rebbetzin and said, As the Ovis Zenenzo, if your forefathers are here, Dafman Zain zu brochen, one should be broken. Al Kaponim, Negel and Yanenu. I have no time to elaborate. Many other comparisons. Of Negel and one thing, one vortex I have to leave you with. There's two inyonim. The Alter Rebbe said, look, there's two inyonim. This is what I wanted to speak about today. There's two inyonim in matzah. There's an inyon in matzah by Erev Techul Matzah, which is written Choser, before Chatzos. And there's another inyon of the matzahs after Chatzos. All right, in the beginning of the Seder, we say, Ho lachma anyo, hey lachma anyo, whatever gears you have, da chol avisano, ba'ara de Mitzrayim. Say, according to some Rishonim, the Ben Ezra, they as avodim they ate matzah. Certainly, the night of Pesach, al matzah they ate the matzah with the Korban Pesach. That's a matzah which is chosur. That's a matzah of lachma anyu. By chatzos, after a person is mevatel himself ka'avdu kamerat and is mekabel al malchus shemayim, then you have the matzahs after chatzos, which is nigel aleihem melech malchus olacham akadosh baruch hu ga'olam azak gilu shchina. That's a matzah width of I can't tell you in Emunah the whole shmiz and the width of out of zocher and cave whatever leil laila, and then your zoicha to azak tainug and a geshmak and a nuyim a mesikus of be'era. And heintige Zeiten, says the Alter Rebbe, we're zoich when we eat that, because I is mati of both bechinas. You have the bechina of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, the Yira, the Zebrochenkeit, the Yachatz, the Lev Nishpor, and then you come to the Geshmak, the Noyim of Achilas, Erev Techul Matzos. And if a Yid imbibes this, it's a Be'ilas Mitzvah. In other words, it's not something, Luvan Esther is outside of me. If you take it in you, Me'estu Felikuls, to say, Roscha Besoich Meyai, Dichin Mir Kaloshna Bardichever, then the matzah is able to be poyil, begashmius, beruchnius, and we should be zoicha. Menuicha Hashem and Azvachah Bedelkel. Tzadikim used to vinchich on Pesach. Bedel zoicha zayin for a kosher of Pesach, on a milchige shvuis, on a fleishige tishvuf. I'm going to go to the hospital.